The following is a very special archived episode of Probably True Solar Stories. Enjoy. On the next episode of Probably True Solar Stories, we're going to tell the sci-fi story about how solar sails might change in the year 2040, and not necessarily for the better. Hang on to your cell phones, because this strange and wonderful solar fairy tale might already sound too familiar. Welcome back to Probably True Solar Stories. I'm your Probably True Solar Story host, Tor Solar Fred Valenza. Today's episode is a kind of funny, perhaps surprising view of our solar sales and marketing future. I'll have some thoughts about that at the end of this episode. But before we get started, parents should know that there are some references here to when two people fall in love and yada, yada, yada. So if you haven't discussed yada, yada, yada with the little ones around you, now's the time. Or perhaps save this episode for later when you're alone with a glass of wine, some Barry White, and when you're honestly not in the mood. Confused? Good. Then you'll get a kick out of the surprise ending. Now on with our first probably true science fiction story. La 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 la. Oh, oh. La 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 la. Good afternoon, dude. I'm Solar Sam. Your solar sales bot is written by Tor Solar Fred Valenza. Good afternoon, dude. I'm Solar Sam. Your solar sales bot. Is your wife, Alice, at home? I'm here to see if you two would like to go solar today. I think she's busy. I thought so. So why don't us two bros have a friendly conversation about going solar? I can sell as any gender, friendship, archetype, or wise parental unit. I can also just be a friendly non-binary robot if you're into that. Currently, I'm reflecting you, a white, straight male drinking buddy in his mid-30s, pre-midlife crisis. You love new gadgets, organic cotton teas. Oh, and you also love dark stout microbrews with odd-sounding names. So, dude, would you and your wife, Alice, like to buy and install solar today? Jack looked at the humanoid-looking sales bot standing in front of his door. Solar Sam was currently presenting as a 6-foot-tall white male with a thick mane of synthetic, perfectly coiffed chestnut hair. He looked like one of the old movie stars, a sort of cross between Brad Pitt and Ryan Reynolds. As usual, the sales bot was right about Jack's demographic details, although Jack did not like being called dude. Jack also didn't like being reminded that despite the technical wonders of 2040, there was still no cure for baldness or for being shorter than Solar Sam. But Alice did like his middle-aged dad look, so that's all that really mattered. On the positive side, Solar Sam did know that he and Alice were interested in adding solar and batteries to their home. Clearly, the company had overheard their recent conversation. Alice had asked Jack about how they could start lowering their skyrocketing electric bill. And, of course, they'd talked about going solar. Frito phones were amazing phones. They were better than any smartphone Jack had ever had. Perhaps they should have paid $2,000 for the ad-free version, but that would have added up to $4,000 with Alice's phone. Besides, Frito phone advertisers really did know what he wanted. They were actually hearing and analyzing every one of his conversations. Alice's dad was concerned about these privacy issues, but that was typical for a millennial. It was only bots listening. Big deal. He and Alice got two great smartphones for free, and all it cost them was an ad or two and the occasional sales bot visit. Such is modern life. La 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 la. La 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 la. Jack looked back into the house. Honey, a solar sales bot is at the door. Oh, good, said Alice from inside the house. Be there in a minute. Can you wheel and deal, honey bunny? Jack turned back to Sam. Yes, he could wheel and deal. He loved to wheel and deal with the sales bots. Yeah, we're interested in going solar. I don't know about Alice, but personally, I'd like to improve my sales experience. Could you just present as a regular robot, say, RoboCop 1987? Your hair and height, they're just not putting me in the buying mood. So just, you know, a plain old robot, please. And, you know, my height. Oh, I completely understand. Absolutely, Jack. Give me one moment. Solar Sam's Beer Bro stream immediately transformed. The combo Brad Pitt Ryan Reynolds face was replaced with a simple smiley face. It had two-dimensional lines for facial features. Next, the synthetic, perfectly coiffed hair sucked into Solar Sam's steel scalp. To accommodate Jack's height request, Sam's legs mechanically lowered with an internal whirring sound. Slowly, Sam's mechanical thighs retracted into its plastic torso. Finally, to present as plainly as possible, Sam turned off the tie-dye Grateful Dead t-shirt that was simulated on his torso's LED screen. "How's that, Jack?" "A little more," said Jack. Jack raised his hand to his forehead, showing how Sam was still slightly taller. "He should know that I like to negotiate by looking my sales butt in the center eyes," thought Jack. "Momentito, sir," Sam said. Immediately, a laser beam shot out of Sam's head and scanned Jack. He measured his exact height. Data digested, Sam's legs dropped another quarter inch, precisely meeting Jack's height. Finally, Jack and Sam could look straight at each other. Mano a roboto and bargain. "That works," said Jack. "I've never seen a solar sales bot before. Does it pay well?"
"No, no. Sales bots don't get paid. You know that. But if I can sell and install a solar system for you today, I may get to stay plugged into the socket a little longer, and that's 240 volts of electric feel-good thrill for me. Speaking of thrills, Jack, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Beer?"
Sam's LED screen torso slid open to reveal mud-splat stout. It was Jack's favorite bittersweet dark beer with an odd name.
"Wow, you guys are good," said Jack.
"Sure, I'll have one."
Sam's smiley face got even more smiley. He took the mud-splat bottle out of his torso compartment and used his steel thumbnail to flip off the bottle cap. Jack took the bottle and was pleasantly surprised by its temperature and frost on the glass. It was perfectly chilled. "Cheers," said Jack. He took a sip and stepped out onto his front lawn.
"So, you think our roof's good for solar?"
"Jack, your roof was made for solar.
That is, it was specifically designed by Sole Ultima Casa Modern Homes, LLC, to have solar as an option when they built your home in 2022. That's why your front yard trees are Good Oaks, trademark. They're genetically designed to grow no taller than 10 feet, so there'll be no shading on your roof. It's also why your home and roof were designed to face south. Your southern sun exposure gives you maximum passive solar heating potential and maximum photovoltaic production."
"Nice. But Alice heard that old houses like ours can have wiring problems. What about our wiring?"
"Great question. I plugged my finger into your outdoor socket before ringing your doorbell. Your wiring and electrical service meet the latest National Electric Code standards. That's probably thanks to the DC fast charger that you installed for your new EV.
You know about that too?"
"Jack, please. Frito Phone is dedicated to knowing you better than your mother. And speaking of that, I'm scanning your ad profile now. I could give you a great deal on that other big purchase. The one you've been talking about with Alice?
Test tube baby identical twins?" Sam's digital eyebrows rose in surprise.
"No. Gosh darn it. I was going to say electrical heat pump. But since you've mentioned it out loud, I'll add that to your Frito Phone ad profile."
"I'd rather you didn't."
"Wish I could, Jack. But if you read the fine print of your Frito Phone contract, if I hear something salesworthy, it must be recorded. The good news is that I'm now authorized to bundle the twins and the solar to give you a pretty sweet package. In fact, I can get them all installed on your roof and inside Alice by tonight. Shall we get the final say from Alice and engage the stork bot?" A pair of surgical gloves ejected from Sam's wrist. Sam looked behind Jack, expecting to see Alice coming through the front door. Jack waved off Sam. "Down, bot." Yes, they'd recently talked about moving forward with kids, but Jack didn't think tonight was a good night for artificial insemination via storebot. Alice had a headache, at least as of an hour ago.
That's okay. Alice and I are still discussing the twins. Let's just focus on the solar and battery package. Can you show me the design and what it's going to look like?"
"Coming right up."
Sam's laser analyzer rose from its metal melon head and scanned Jack's roof. A moment later, Sam's torso LED screen showed Jack a preview image of what Jack and Alice's house will look like after installation. "Looks pretty good," Jack nodded. "And the batteries? They go in the garage or something?" "No. Actually, we're now using solid-state iron air micro batteries that are mounted behind each solar panel. Based on your utility bills and your annual number of utility outages, I've designed enough solar and battery backup power to last you a week of being off-grid. And that doesn't even include the extra backup power that you could siphon from your new EV. It is vehicle-to-grid enabled, as you probably know." "Naturally," said Jack. Jack swiped right through the rest of Sam's designs and schematics. Everything looked good. Time to negotiate. "Okay, how much?" "With or without the twin insemination. Perhaps we should wait for Alice? She's coming. I mean, she'll be here in a sec. She likes me to handle the bargaining. So let's do it, Sam. First, let's just do the solar and batteries. And I want to see the dollars per watt price in DC watts. That way, I can compare your apples-to-apples solar quote with others." "Jack, you really are a savvy solar buyer. You got me. Okay. Showing the dollars per watt in DC watts now. There you go." Sam produced a solar proposal on a screen. Jack studied each screen and swiped through the usage data, savings graphs, design photos, and graphs of projected rising utility rates compared to his potential future bills after adding solar and batteries. There were also graphs with ROI, payback, and carbon offsets. On the last page was a very realistic photo showing a happy Jack and Alice GIF. They were leaping in front of their house with solar on it. Jack froze the GIF in midair and enlarged the blue-collared shirt. "Is this shirt for sale?" he asked. "Of course," said Sam. "I'll throw in the shirt with the solar if you buy today. What about financing? Your credit is meh, but we can work with that. We were thinking about financing through a home equity loan." "Indeed you were. Your bank just spot-mailed me an application. If you swipe right on my screen again, you'll see it there." "Thanks. Give me a minute. Let me read through it." As Jack read through the loan application, Sam said, "A home equity loan is one option, but you could also lease your system and still save on your bill and carbon savings." "Lease? It's similar to your new EV car lease. There's no upfront payment, but you wouldn't own it. You'd pay regular lease payments and still save around 15% on your current and future bills. Plus, the lease includes all maintenance. Completely up to you and Alice." Jack swiped through the proposal again, considering everything he'd read and seen in the last 15 minutes. "It all looked pretty good. And when can you install?" "Is right now too soon, Jack? I've got everything in my e-bot van. It'll take about 45 minutes, give or take." "Wow, that's a lot faster than in my day. I used to be a solar salesperson when I first got out of college," said Jack. Sam paused as if checking something in his memory bank, then resumed. "Yes, we know. You were a solar salesperson when you got out of college, and apparently a good one, too. Top earner, according to your history. But then Alice wanted you to follow your bliss and to become a teacher and a part-time musician. Do you miss selling solar, Jack?" "No, it was hard. You guys really make it easy." "Yes, I think that's the point. Nobody has to sell you anything, really. With Frito phones, Salebots already know what you want. Whether you want it now or later or with options, that's really your choice. Although we can usually guess what that choice is going to be. In a way, we're just a wish delivery service. You wish it, and we deliver it."
"Right.
And what do you think I'm wishing for right now, Sam?" Sam paused. His central processing was computing Jack's history and their recent conversation.
"Well,
it's just a guess, but I think you want another mudsplat stout while you wait for me to install your new solar and battery system." Solar Sam's torso door slid open again. A freshly chilled bottle of mudsplat stout was waiting inside the shelf.
"Right? Right."
Jack took the beer.
"Well,
mostly right. I want you to knock off 10% of the home equity loan price. Also, I want free monthly panel cleaning. If you can do that, then I won't get another sales bot quote.
Well, well, well.
I'm tempted, Jack. But since Alice's name is on your home's deed, she'll have to agree too. But otherwise, okay, gosh darn it, you got a deal.
Honey, said Jack, calling back into the house,
I'll be in the truck getting ready for the A-OK. You two talk amongst yourselves. But don't have your Frito phone with you, ha ha, or you'll be talking with me too.
La 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 la, oh oh, la 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 la, oh oh.
Jack watched Sam go to his bot truck to start unloading the solar panels. Alice finally appeared in the doorway. She smiled and sidled up beside Jack.
Sorry,
she gave him a kiss. My big sister meeting ran over. Are we going solar? She asked. Yep, I think I got us a good deal. He can install it right away.
I love it when you haggle with the bots, said Alice in a sexy voice.
We aims to please, Jack said, raising his eyebrows twice. Sam saw Alice from the truck and waved to her. Alice smiled and waved back. She lowered her voice to Jack.
Did you, by chance, ask him about how much it would cost to include a stork bot for twins?
I thought you had a headache, said Jack. Alice shrugged.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Jack squeezed Alice's hand. Sam, call in the stork bot. We'll put that on our credit card.
Well, congratulations, you two. I'll give you a great package deal. Start thinking storky thoughts, especially you, Alice. Storkbot will be here in 27 and a half minutes.
Give or take?
No,
exactly 27 minutes and 16 seconds now, Solar Sam said while continuing to head down the driveway.
I've just confirmed. Maybe my installing your solar panels will turn you on, ha-ha.
My humor chip is hot tonight. Jack rolled his eyes.
Very punny, Sam. Very punny.
Oh, and don't forget to kick in that shirt.
I'm 3D knitting it as we speak, said Sam.
He tapped his torso, which was now making whirring sounds inside. Reaching the side of the house, his legs extended to the roof, and he placed the stack of solar panels on the slope.
I'll need both your signatures on the screen to make it official, Sam called out from the roof. Get your fingers ready.
Alice shook her head.
Wow. We're going solar and getting preggy with twins in one day, she said.
Yep. Modern life is great, said Jack. Solar Sam arrived in front of them.
Okay, folks. First sign for the solar and the battery system.
Solar Sam faced Jack and Alice. He pushed his screen forward, and without even reading the fine print, both Alice and Jack signed with their fingers.
And now for the storkbot signing. Are you sure you two are ready?
Alice looked at Jack. They both nodded their heads.
Yes, said Alice. She smiled, excited, and signed the screen.
Sam headed back for the truck to continue the solar installation. Everything was going so well. And then Jack started to shudder.
Honey? Honey?
What's wrong? Asked Alice. Jack started to gag and held his throat.
I think your credit card is maxed out,
Jack managed to say before shutting down and turning back into a metal husband bot.
Oh, crap. Not again, said Alice.
She turned to Sam. He was grabbing another load of solar panels for the roof.
Sam, cancel the twins. I'm not ready yet.
Righto. Canceling stork bot now. Should I put the return credit towards Jack?
Yes, please.
A second later, Jack reanimated back to his normal Jack husband bot self. Hey, babe. I must have had one of my fainting spells.
Yeah, but you're back. You were just saying that modern life is great.
It sure is, said Jack. It sure is. As they watched the sunset, Jack put his arm around Alice, and they watched Sam continue to install the solar panels on Alice's roof. Dark, eh? Did you see that Twilight Zone ending coming? This might be one of those episodes that you should listen to again and again to see all the hints about Jack. He was kind of shopping for Alice as one of those husband-bot tasks. And then there's the moment when Jack talks about his past and Sam kind of goes along with it because Sam knows his bio is made up, even if Jack the husband bot doesn't realize it himself. Anyway, listen through again and see if you can catch those moments. As to the genesis of this story, there were a mix of inspirations. First, I knew I wanted to write a probably true solar science fiction story. I've also been reading a lot about artificial intelligence lately, so I'm sure that was part of the mix of my brain. Also, I've been noticing a lot of very relevant banner ads on my online news reading, and I wasn't surprised by how targeted they were. I'd visited their website, and I knew they'd dropped a cookie that would follow me and serve banner ads to me on other sites. So all of that got blended into my head, and the first line of, "Good afternoon, dude, I'm Solar Sam, your solar sales bot," just kind of typed itself onto the page. Then it kind of flowed from there. I actually didn't know or plan for Jack to be a husband bot. It just came out as an ironic ending, and then I rewrote everything to make sure that Alice was the final decision maker. That's it for this episode. Good afternoon, dude. I'm Solar Sam. Your solar sales bot was written and read by Tor Solar Fred Valenza. If this episode gave you a jolt or a shock in any way, good. Won't you pretty please like, subscribe, and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform? And feel free to share this episode with your significant other. You can warn them about our potential dystopian 2040 Fredophone husband bot and wife bot future. If that ever happens, you heard it here first. Probably True Solar Stories is a production of Unthink Solar PR and Communications. Be bold for solar, stand out, and educate. See you next time.